My name is Ian O'Neill, and this is How They Did It, a podcast where we learn filmmaking from those who've gone before us. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to How They Did It, a podcast for indie filmmakers, especially those just starting out looking to make their very first film. Although anyone at any level can listen and learn. So this week, I wanted to talk about why someone would make their movie themselves. I mean, I'm in that position right now where I am trying to get a movie off the ground. And I'll talk about that a little bit as I go. But this is really just a train of thought, to be honest with you. I've got a few notes down here, but they're just points. I have to just say what's kind of in my head right now, what's been floating around. Because I hear a lot of people talking about, they have these blocks about making their own film. But to be honest with you, I think the biggest block of making a film is gatekeepers, is the fact that you have to ask somebody else for permission to make your film. So, you know, why make your own film? I think control over the project is paramount. That's a real strong reason to make your own film. You get to write the script and have the script as you like it. Now, that's not to say that you write the script and you just take with it and run with it and don't pass it through some very necessary readers, we'll call them, people that you trust, that you can, you know, other than mom or dad, or, you know, family members, get people that you really trust who will give you an honest opinion. They won't be a harsh critic, but they'll be a critic. They'll give you an honest opinion about what you've written. And that doesn't even mean that you have to write your own script to make your own movie. You could probably, you know, if you're collaborating, which is a big part of making your own film, you have to collaborate with a lot of people, and you're going to learn that making a film is a team effort. It's truly a team effort. But if you're going to collaborate with somebody, why not collaborate with a writer? If you know somebody who's a writer, you want to make your own film, maybe you've read something of theirs before, maybe they'll work with you and make a film. But again, it's your choice. That's what making your own film gives you. It gives you choices. The creative runs through you. For me, I wrote my own script, and it seems to have sparked a lot of interest in the people who have come on board. So I've given them something to believe in. Like, this is something strong. And it went through a bunch of readers, trust me. And I got beat up, and I rewrote it, and rewrote it. And rewrote it and did that. Because writing is rewriting, let's be honest. But in the end, my decision. You know, what I thought was stronger, somebody else may not agree with me. You know, you have to decide yourself what is and isn't right for your movie. And again, it's yours. So, you know, not only are you going to be in charge of that creative and who you collaborate with. And that means, you know, crew. You're going to have to, you got to dig up your crew, or you can find somebody that you can work with who will get you your crew. It all depends on what you're willing to do to make your film. You know, I think what stops people more than anything else is fear. People will say it's money, but I say fear is probably the number one reason that people don't make their own film. And I'm experiencing that right now. Trust me, there is a times of day when I can't believe what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to pull off. So let's talk about money first. Okay, so you've decided to make your own film, right? And we've talked about this before. You have to be realistic about, you know, what you have at hand in order to make your film. So you have a script already. Does that script have too many locations? Does it have, you know, too many actors? Like, you have to be careful about that, because the more locations you have, the more actors you have, it's just going to raise the costs for you. So even if you are going out to get private funding, you know, you have to be realistic about your budget. So for me, my line producer got our budget down to $110,000. It may go up slightly, depending on what we can rent and what we can use of our own. But $110,000, I feel comfortable in raising that amount. Now, someone else out there says, are you crazy? You must be listening to this thinking, this guy's off his rocker. How are you going to raise that money? Well, I have no qualms about going out there and knocking on doors. And, you know, I've got a list of people that I'm going to talk to that I think will want to invest in not only myself as a filmmaker and a storyteller, but in the message that I have in the film itself. But if you are the kind of person who says, well, that's too much, maybe you think it's not enough. But when it comes to money, it's your decision. I've had people on my show who have made award-winning films for $500. And then there are people who've been on this show who have made films for thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. So, you know, it's really up to you. But the one thing that I will beg you not to do, please never mortgage your house to make your film. Okay? Just do not do it. It is not worth it. There's no guarantee, even to investors. When you go to an investor, there is no guarantee. It's a high-risk investment. They know it. You know it. You have to be honest with them and say it's a high-risk investment. So if you know it's a high-risk investment, why would you then take your money out of your house, mortgage that house, to make your film? It's very risky. And I would, please, do not do that. Do not do it. What you're looking for when you are looking for people to finance your film, you know, you can go to a production company or production companies that you think are a good fit for your script, and you can try and sell the script to them, maybe do a co-production. It's difficult, especially if it's your first film. It's going to be really, really difficult. But if you're raising the funds and you go about it the right way, you'll have a nice package in order to entice people to invest in your film. So for me, money, I don't see money as a big issue. I really don't. I think if you have the right mindset, which I am in right now, as I said, you know, just to get there. Now, I'm in Canada. It's different in the States. It's different all over the world. Every country has different laws. But here in Canada, you incorporate a film. That protects you from anybody who may sue you. They can't come after your house or whatever. They can only go after the corporation, and the corporation funds are what they are. You know, if you have anything in the company, if you've bought a camera with the company funds, then they can go after the camera. But they're not going after your personal funds, and that's why you do incorporation here in Canada. You protect yourself from investments, from the investors, because it's a high risk. Let's be honest. We know that filmmaking is a high risk. The other thing that you want to consider is once you decide, I'm going to make a film, I've written it. It's, you know, one or two locations. It's three or four actors. It's the right fit. I can make it for $150,000, $200,000, $250,000, whatever you think is right. You'll need a line producer to help you do that, by the way. So search that out first and foremost. But once you get to a point where you've incorporated, then you have to get an investor agreement. So when I go out looking for investors, I'm going to have them sign an investor agreement. And again, it's for everybody's safety. This will spell out exactly what the investor can expect. Here's what I'm going to do to try to get your money back. Whether it be self-distribution along the way, I'm going to be looking for a traditional distributor. But I'm spelling out for them exactly how I see us getting the money back for the film. But when you go through the process, I urge you, even though it's going to cost you up front, you know, you can do an incorporation on your own in Canada. Just look it up, how to incorporate in Ontario or whatever province you're in, or Canada-wide, whatever you'd like to do. You can do that yourself. It'll cost, I think it costs about $500 when everything's all told, when you do a search and all that kind of stuff for the name and things like that. If you get a lawyer to do it, it'll cost you $1,000 more. It'll be anywhere from $1,300 to $1,600 if you want to get a lawyer to do it. And then there's I'm still looking through lawyers for my investor agreement. I was supposed to have a conversation with one today. I guess got busy, didn't contact me. Hopefully it'll be tomorrow. I'm trying to get that done as well. But it's not cheap. You know, it's going to cost you. But for your safety, when you're dealing with money, that's what you should do. So that's where money comes in. I think it's the individual has to say, what am I comfortable making this film for? How much will I be able to raise? How much do I have? Can I crowdfund for a film? And again, there's so many people on the show. Go back through my show and check out some of the people who have been on the show. Again, $500, $2,500, and these are award-winning films. So it's possible to do, but look at what they've done with that money, and you'll see what's going on. You'll see that they've kept it to a few locations. People they know, they've been able to acquire locations because they knew the owner of a bar or a restaurant or a roller rink or whatever you want. So you have to be really sure of what you want, and know how much you need to make your film. So I truly don't think money is as big an issue as fear. I think everybody who wants to make a film has that fear in their stomach. I get it. I was like that too. I don't want to make this an advertisement for Diane Bell's book, Shoot from the Heart, or her class, Shoot from the Heart. But, I mean, when I read that book, it changed the way I sort of felt about how I felt about raising funds and what I can do to get those funds and how honest I can be with people and why they want to invest in your film. Because a lot of the times it's not about the money. It's about the experience. We're all about experiences. You know what I mean? So if you approach it that way, you know, give them, you're going to be associated with a film that has a great message. And the film will live forever. And you will be a part of that forever. Your name, you know, if you've decided you're going to make a film for $50,000 and you're going after investors, you know, if somebody gives you, you have to decide for an executive producer, maybe they have to pay half. So $25,000 gets you an executive producer credit. That person is going to be known as the executive producer of a film that you're going to be proud of, that's got a great message. You invite them on set, VIP to any of the you know, festivals you happen to get into. There's so many things that they want to be a part of something, especially if there's a big message to it. Now, for my film has a message that truly what it comes down to is that people are people and love is love. It's an LGBTQ film. You know, so there's that element to it that people want to be a part of, that they want to be a part of a strong message. And that's what I'm finding. You know, I've talked to some people already about this, and they're interested. So, you know, the money shouldn't be the fear factor. But the fear is there about, you know, the fear is there about failure. Wow, it's there. I feel it right now. I have been feeling that for a while now. And there's that whole idea of, who the hell do I think I am that I can make a film? Well, you know what? I can. You got to surround yourself with the right people. I've got a great line producer. She's doing a great job. I've got a DP, excuse me, I'm in Canada, DOP, director of photography, who Peter Bennison, who is just, like, I love him. And it's just, you know, the fact that you can talk to these people and you can just, you can talk about your film and what's going to happen, and you see a budget for your film, and suddenly it all becomes very real. It comes really just real. And that's sometimes when the fear sort of, it either ramps up because you're like, holy shit, this is for real. Like, this is really happening. Or it goes the other way and you go, oh man, okay, I'm on the road. And the road ain't so bumpy. I can do this. So, like I said, you know, making a film, in my opinion anyway, is a mental game. It's all about how you think. Seriously. You know, I don't want to get too philosophical here, but I'm going through the process right now, and I can tell you that if I were to wake up tomorrow and say, oh, fuck, man, I'm never going to be able to raise this 110. Guess what? I walk into somebody's office and say, hi, remember me? It's Ian. We did whatever together. And, you know, we're sort of friends. We've known each other a while. But you're not going to want to invest in me, but I'm going to throw this out there anyway. Trust me, you don't want to do, like, what the hell is that? Of course, it's like, you know, I've never believed so strongly in the law of attraction as I do right now, because it really does. It's all about attitude. You know, the law of attraction, you know, it's like, if I am negative and saying I can't do this, I'll never raise that money. Guess what? You're never going to raise the fucking money, man. It's just not going to happen. Your attitude is everything. Not easy. Definitely not easy. I mean, when it comes to this legal stuff, I have no clue. I am clueless when it comes to this stuff, but I have to learn. And man, I'm learning a shitload as it goes. So that has been fear for me, the unknown. And I think everybody fears the unknown. But you know what happens with the unknown? You figure it out. You put yourself in it. You know, I am jumping in both feet. The water gets a little rough once in a while, but you know what? You've got people with you. You can talk to them about it. Even talking to your friends about it, if they would want to lend an ear, just to bend their ear, that's okay. You know, if you belong to a group on Facebook, or, you know, you have friends who are in the industry, or other filmmaker friends, just talk to them about it. This is what I'm feeling. I'm feeling a little low. I'm not feeling as confident as I did yesterday. I just want to, you know, maybe you give me a little pep talk. Like, let's talk about things. It's all mental. I'm telling you right now, it's how you think. So, isn't it funny when there's no gatekeeper when you don't have to ask permission to make a film is when you're at your most afraid. Isn't that strange? There's nothing to stop you. No one is in your way. You're going to make that money. You're going to go out there. You're going to knock on doors. And people are going to want to give you money because you're excited about it. And it's a great project. And you're exuding that. And believe me, when you are excited, people get excited. But I'll tell you, the gate is open and you're afraid to walk through. I get it. I've been there. Do yourself a favor. Walk through the gate. If you want to make a film for $1,000, you know what? Put it on your credit card. What can you lose? Some interest. You want to make a film for $100,000? Do it. Make a list of people that you think you can go to and ask for some money. Make sure you protect yourself. You have to protect yourself. And that's getting legal advice. So don't just do this for shits and giggles. Get the legal advice. If you're gonna make a serious film, get serious about it. Protect yourself. But walk through the gate. Walk with your head up, your eyes open. Learn. Be a sponge. You know what? Here's a fear that I had, and it has everything to do with creative. It has everything to do with being a director. So I've written this film called The Closet, and I want to be the director of this film. I'm going to be the director of this film. We go to camera May 1st of 2020. For all the films I've done before, which are short films, I picked my actors by way of reels. Their reels. I would watch reels. I'd get recommendations from people. I would watch an actor's reel, and I would contact them right away and say, I've got a part for you. Here's the script. And they would say yes, based on the script. The only time I've had an actor turn me down is just because of scheduling. They wanted to do what they wanted to do, and they couldn't. They couldn't do the short film that I had written just because of scheduling. And I'm really proud of that, because you got to give them something to sink their teeth into. So here I am, and I've written this full-length feature, and now I have to get actors, and for the first time ever, I'm doing auditions. I've done a first round of auditions, and we're going to be doing callbacks next Sunday. And those scare the shit out of me, because I've never done them before. But again, walked through the gate, I educated myself as much as I could before I did the first auditions. I had someone with me. My line producer was with me. Who's now my producer? Isabel was with me, and we went through everybody, and then we narrowed it down, and now we're going to go do callbacks. And instead of being afraid now of, oh my God, I'm going to fuck up, I've never done this before, what am I looking for, how do I do this, I'm so pumped. I can't tell you how excited I am about this. Like, we have some serious actors. And this is all non-union, by the way, because I can't afford union wages. And we put out a call sheet, and or a casting call, excuse me. And we have gotten some amazing actors. I mean, they're making it hard. I've narrowed it down to a few for each lead role. And the next casting call, or the next, excuse me, audition, the callbacks are going to be more for chemistry than anything else. I just want to see how everybody works together. But I'm not afraid anymore, because I went through the gate. I did it. You have to experience it and know that it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. So that fear is always going to be there, unless you experience what you're afraid of and see that it's not something to be feared. It's something to be excited about. So when it comes to making your film, be honest with yourself. You know, try to limit the budget of the film, or the film in the way that it's budgeted. So you have, you know, a few locations, a few actors, instead of, you know, going across the globe. You know, but here's the thing too. If you've got a script that you love, and it is a globe-trotting script, or it needs, you know, some incredible actor, there's nothing wrong with trying to sell that script. I mean, you know, but, you know, that's a discussion for another day. This one is for people who really want to make their own film. And I know you can do it. I know it. In my heart, I know it, because I'm doing it. And if I can do it, fuck, man, anybody can do it. Just get out there. There are no gatekeepers. Just put yourself in the right frame of mind. And I don't know how you're going to do that. That's a whole other discussion too. I mean, for me, it's seeing that it's possible, being in it and knowing I can do this. Like, I know I can do this. So maybe you need to just take those steps, write something, then start looking for a line producer who can budget the film, give them an idea of what you want to spend. If you think you can make your film for, you know, 100,000, then tell them, I want my budget to be 100,000. If you think you can make it for more, if you can make it for 200, 250, whatever, then tell them. But I wouldn't go much higher than that if you're making your own film. Because then, if you're going into the $500,000 and more, that's when you start looking for a production company, or you go to an actor, try to get to them. You know, if they have a production company, go through them. But if you're going to make it yourself, I'd keep it below 500,000, to be honest with you. You're going to see that you can do it. I know you can. So I wish you luck. I don't think you'll need it, because seriously, once you get that line producer and get that budget in your hands, and then you get a schedule of when you're going to shoot, and then you put together a timeline of when you're going to take the project to camera, and now you've given yourself, you know, 6 months to raise cash, you're in it. It's like this wave that just, you ride this wave towards that goal, and man, is it a rush. It's fantastic. You're going to love it. So why make your own film? Because you can. I know you can. That's our show for today, and I can't thank you enough for spending your valuable time with me. I greatly appreciate it. I really hope that you learned something from today's episode, and just as importantly, that you enjoyed it. As always, if you have any comments or questions about the show, please stop by my Facebook page at How They Did It Podcast. I'm on Twitter at HFilmmaking. And on Instagram at How They Did It Filmmaking. Please show your support for the show by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play. Thanks again for joining me, and I'll be back with another show next week. Until then, keep shooting.